Steinkamp, the head football coach now for the Kemper Knights, joining us here today. And Coach, I tell you what, first of all, congratulations. Just named here about a little over a week ago, and certainly appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. Glad to be here.
Ryan, it's kind of a unique situation. From everything I had understood, you were going to be head coach starting not this fall, but the fall after that. So this is not new to you being the head coach for Kemper, but it's kind of new that it ended up happening a year earlier than I think most people anticipated. Kind of how's that been for you?
It's been pretty good. Myself and administration, we all kind of had a plan and system, and me and Chad have been kind of talking the past year and stuff about things and the process. So we were kind of ready and prepared for it. And then Chad ended up taking the job at Boone, and so kind of things got moved up a little bit. But I was kind of prepared. I spent a lot of this quarantine time, spent a lot of time looking at football stuff. Going to clinics and talking to other coaches. So I was kind of ready for it, things got sped up a little bit, but so far things are going well.
How does it mess with your timetable as far as maybe wanting to get stuff implemented, or is that going to pretty much stay the same?
We're planning on mixing some things up for the defense this year already, so that was kind of already in play, and then offensively we're going to make some changes too. So it was kind of one of those things where. Everybody in the state right now, until this upcoming week, really couldn't be doing much. So, I met with the staff, football staff. We met a week or so ago and kind of talked about things a little bit. And we're all on the same page. We're ready to go. We're ready to kind of put in some new systems. And we're excited about that.
You mentioned new systems. What do you want to tell us about what the offense and what the defense will look like for Kemper this fall?
For offensively, we definitely want to establish the run game more, get that going, look to multiple options in the backfield, get multiple guys the ball. That way, they're not just keen on maybe a feature back or something like that, too. Get the quarterback running a little bit, which we've definitely done that in the past, the quarterback in the run game. So we just want to have multiple options back there to run the ball, and then, once we get that established, get the passing game working a little bit more there too. Just moving to control the clock a little bit more, the best we could. So, keep that moving, stay in control of the game, and hopefully, keep those sticks moving and just keep grinding and working out that way.
You mentioned some changes as well on the defensive side, Coach. What's the style going to look like? You guys going to be more aggressive, or are you going to sit back a little bit more?
It's our schedule this year. We'll definitely be playing a lot more run-heavy teams. Last year we saw a little bit more spread. This year, playing on different schedule, we'll definitely see a lot of run. So definitely we're going to disguise our coverages a little bit more. That way, I don't want teams to kind of know what we're in a little bit, be able to disguise it, maybe bring a little more pressure off the edge. We're definitely going to be looking to stop the run first and, stop the run and take away big plays is going to be our main focus for defense this year. Just kind of switching up some positions, names-wise. And the biggest thing is, we just want to keep teams guessing a little bit, not knowing where we're in. And we want to get our kids lined up. And we're going to keep it simple for them. We want to get them lined up, make sure they know their assignment, let them go play fast and have fun and, fly around in the football. So that's one thing we're going to be looking on, really focusing on defensive side.
Coach, the changes on both sides of the ball a little bit kind of having to do with what you feel like the talent is like right now, or is this a system that you're hoping to establish and then kind of build from the youth and have those guys prepared to fit into the system?
I definitely think it's going to allow us to be versatile, because you're not always going to have the personnel that changes year to year. I think this will be something that's a little more going to be concrete, where kids can fit into it. We can find spots for them to make it work and make them viable to the team. 11 spots both sides of the ball, and we feel like this gives us a really good chance to allow kids, all different kinds of athletes and talent, to be able to contribute to the team.
You mentioned got together with your staff and met with them. Many staff changes, or the staff going to be very similar to what it was when Chad was the head coach?
All the coaches are back. So we still have one spot open for us, but a lot of it is going to look the same. as far as all the coaches being back. And we've met several times through Zoom meetings, and then we met in person a few times. And our alignment's looking good, and we're excited to get to work with the kids.
Ryan, you're a Kemper grad, so this has got to be special for you. I know you've been on the staff, you've been on the basketball staff, you've been a head coach there with track, still are, you've been on the football staff, but what's it feel like to now be the head football coach at your alma mater?
It feels great. I mean, Kemper's a special place. You know, I've kind of made a lot of good relationships here. I've had a lot of good connections here, and you know, it's a school that, you know, it has a lot of pride, it has a lot of good history, and I'm excited to be a part of it and to be able to give back to a place that has given me so much. You know, going to school here and working here in the past 8 years, that, you know, I'm excited to contribute and to help develop these kids and get things rolling on the football side. I mean, it's so great hearing from past alumni and old teammates of mine, you know, talking to them last week and things like that. So I know how important and valuable that athletics can be, and you know, I just want to continue to build those relationships with the kids and the Kemper community.
What do you feel like? What do you feel about Kemper makes it so special? As you just mentioned, it kind of holds a special place for you.
You know, obviously the family atmosphere. You know, it's everybody at Kemper, you know, they look out for each other, they care about each other. I know it's something that I teach elementary PE too, and you know, working at the school there, the teachers are great. You know, everybody's on the same team and same page, and people generally care. I mean, it's kind of fun that, you know, teaching elementary, I see a lot of, that I've been there for a while, that I see a lot of, my kids I teach, I went to school with their parents, stuff like that too. So, you know, it's definitely a school that it gets a lot of alumni back, and their kids are going through the system, and you know, and I see a lot of people that I knew from my growing up, I get to see them now, and it's just kind of a special connection that way.
Coach, I know over the last three or four coaches at Kemper, they've been head coach, but they've also kind of had their hands on one side of the football a little bit. Are you going to be controlling one side, offensive or defense, or are you going to have guys coordinating that for you and kind of be the general that just sits back and kind of manages everything?
I'm going to be calling the defense. I'm pretty hands on, and I like being involved in the game. So I'm definitely I'll be calling the defense for us this year. And then, you know, offensively, I'm there to support them. And after the meetings like that too, they know like kind of my expectations. And you know, I'm going to let my coaches coach, and we're gonna work together. Things like that too. I need values or input, but then they kind of know that I'll have the final say in some things, but when it comes to that, we're all working together. They know the game plan and what our beliefs are and what we're trying to establish from there. So offensively, it's going to be Coach Klink is going to be calling the offense for us this year. That's kind of we all work together to kind of come up with that. And we saw all the coaches saw the best fit for us. So we're excited about that too in the process of getting that going.
Ryan, you mentioned early in the interview kind of with the COVID stuff going on and not being able to get into the weight room or kind of have any kind of contact with the kids for a long time. You guys have been able to do that for about a week now. How are things going? Because it sounded like when I chatted with you before the interview, you're pretty excited about the numbers right now.
Yeah, the numbers have been good. The kids showing up. You know, we've been practicing all the guidelines that were given to us, but you know, I'm happy with the kids' efforts and the kids coming back, all 7 through 12, boys and girls. It's been really good. The communication, the effort has been good. And, you know, we're really looking at the kids on, you know, getting them to go 100%, you know, resting, recovering, and then attacking it again. You know, we're really focusing on quality of stuff and not quantity because, you know, we compete a lot. We want them to have fun and making it an enjoyable experience for them. And, you know, it was great. And I always tell the kids, you know, going on the first day is really easy, but you know, seeing them the second day and seeing more kids has been awesome. That shows that we're doing something right.
What are the goals and plans for you and for the program? Do you think the rest of this summer before you get into what traditionally is fall camp?
We're going to have a few open field nights. We have several scheduled. You just get guys, you know, playing catch again. You know, get them around the football. You know, get the cleats on, work, and we're going to install a few basic things before we get camp going.
How much does the fact that you really can't do a lot of 7-on-7 stuff, you know, with other programs probably from around the area, because I know that's something a lot of teams like to do. You go to, you know, teams go to Central and Simpson camps and all these different camps. Mm-hmm. Not being able to do that this summer, how much does that impact things?
I mean, it definitely does. I mean, that's something that, you know, as thinking, you know, my plans as a coach, I definitely want to implement and get going. But, you know, it's kind of those things where everybody is in the same boat right now. So we're not really at a disadvantage as individually. Kind of everybody, every coaching system is going through that. But, yeah, definitely wish we could have got some chances out there to compete and stuff like that. But, no, luckily we're having our open field coming up. And, you know, I'm hoping for good numbers for that to get some things installed. That way at camp, you know, it's not from the very – we're not going over every single step when camp starts in August.
Ryan, what's the biggest thing you're looking forward to being the head football coach at Kemper Catholic?
I would say just, you know, continuing to develop those relationships, to get to work with so many different people, you know, through the whole football system, 7-12. You know, football is a special sport because it's a game where, you know, there's 40 different kids on the team, and that's a lot of different families, a lot of coaches, you know, So I'm really looking forward to getting to work with other people and getting our system in place and just developing those relationships and, you know, make it. I want to give the kids a great experience like I had growing up and the experience that the great things I was coaching at Kemper as well.
Well, I tell you what, Ryan, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you're ready for all of the stuff that we try to do with you guys here between all the interviews and the post-game stuff and the Saturday morning stuff and everything. We'll get you as accustomed to it as quick as we can.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach at Ryan Steinkamp, again, the new head football coach with the Kemper Catholic Knights, joining us here today.